you know anything about when the land was actually donated by Mrs. Cooley? Because what I've seen is, of course, women didn't have property rights. That's one of the things the club really fought for.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of how that was able to happen.
It's unclear, and I imagine that Mr. Cooley really did the donating on behalf of Mrs. Cooley. My understanding is it was around 1910 that the land was donated, because there's some dispute among the heritage group and the evening group as to when but the clubhouse was built in 1912, so that's what we're celebrating, the clubhouse. But I think the land was donated in 1910.
Mm-hmm.
And how they did that, I'm not sure. There is a one of our events is and I guess it's a charity sort of I don't know what you would call it exactly, but it's our Hortense Ward appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
It's turned into a dinner. It used to be a luncheon, but we award Texas School of Law.
Mm-hmm.
It's South Texas, I think, is the college.
Mm-hmm.
And a scholarship. It's really not a scholarship. It's a gift, $500
mm-hmm.
for, and we allow the school to pick a female student who has shown that they are very active in furthering women's causes and in their community, and have already done that in a recent graduate of the graduation. Because usually they're taking tests when they're coming for the dinner.